Recently, Illinois State University Athletic Director Larry Lyons was quoted saying all Redbird lives matter. Some athletes said they were angered and in disbelief of the statement. The statement was taken as a play on words from the Black Lives Matter movement's opposition, All Lives Matter, by several athletes and coaches. Track and field athlete Kimathi Johnson explained why the statement was offensive.
It's obviously extremely similar to the movement that is a counter movement, All Lives Matter. And for me, All Lives Matter really just means that you're unable to acknowledge that there are certain lives that are being attacked and being subjected to discrimination.
Track and field athlete Maya Robinson also noted the similarity and says she's tired of explaining the difference between movements.
The fact that we have to constantly explain the difference between the two, Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, it's tiring.
They continued to explain how the All Lives Matter movement undermines the struggles and issues the Black community faces. Shortly after the incident, Lyons held a meeting with students to apologize for the statement. And while some students have accepted the apology, Robinson says nothing he says will change how she feels.
He made his apology. I didn't go to the Zoom meeting because I didn't want to listen to it. Anything he said is not going to change my thoughts on how I feel about him and that statement. So I pretty much don't really, accept his apology at all. I don't think there's nothing that he can say that could even get the trust back from a student athlete.
Days after athletes spoke out, some athletes shared a list of demands on Twitter, boycotting the athletic department. Track and field athlete Jordan Wilkerson explained the list of demands was something to build upon. He emphasized the list was to capture the administration's attention while addressing the major topics they wanted to identify. Kimathi Johnson said this was the first step to stimulate conversation.
You know, what do we think we can get out of this early stages of the boycott, and what do we think, how can we get people kind of on our side for this and try and ask for things that can help us start moving forward so we can start having, like, further in-depth conversations with the administration down the line.
Within 24 hours, the department released a plan for social change, but some athletes think the plan came too soon. Robinson said the plan was not well put together and was rushed to ease tensions. Wilkerson said the plan also felt rushed, but it was something athletics was already working on.
And we're standing on something. You guys can make this plan in 24 hours or solidify this plan in 24 hours. Like, it just shows, you know, the lack of interest or the lack of care that you guys have for what we actually wanted to do.
The athletes explained the response by athletics was too vague. Wilkerson says he wants the administration to establish a commitment and to hold them accountable. He says the athletes are looking for another meeting with Lyons to finalize a real plan. Student athletes are planning a march this Friday, September 4th, to lift Black voices. The march will begin outside the north entrance to Redbird Arena. Speakers begin at 6 p.m., and the march will follow. Masks and social distancing will be required.